This is episode 1110. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode in our series this week on laying the foundation for your inner life. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique for faith. So when you have self-doubt and you're lacking confidence, you're losing hope, this is a breathing technique you can do to help you cultivate those qualities that mean most to you, that can become part of a beautiful foundation for your inner life. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on this podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore for an entire week so you can master a particular quality. And as you're guided in the breathing technique today, I want to share with you a two-pronged approach to managing self-doubt to cultivate faith. And this is an approach you can take with any of the qualities you really want to cultivate and bring into your inner life as part of your inner life creed. In fact, my challenge for you this week was to develop or create your own personal creed or your own personal ritual for how you want your inner life to work. And we're modeling the beautiful poem by St. Francis that he wrote for peace. And so in each episode this week, we're hitting on one of the qualities he talks about, because he really goes over all the qualities that we hope to acquire in our life. So I'm going to read to you part of that poem, and I'll share with you what he says in regard to faith. So his Prayer for Peace by St. Francis of Assisi is, "Make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, faith." So today you'll explore faith, and then I'll read excerpts from his poem throughout the rest of the week when we focus on the other qualities he mentions in his poem. So for that two-pronged approach to faith, think about how you're experiencing self-doubt and where you may feel this in your body. So this would be a short-termed approach to managing faith. So when you feel self-doubt that's eating away at faith, how does that make you feel in your body? And consider what triggered that response. And then select a technique, such as the breathing technique I'll share with you, to help you manage this reaction. And this is going to help you to refocus, because sometimes self-doubt can carry us away. So you want to get yourself back on track with your faith. So think about what triggered it and how you feel in your body when you experience any kind of self-doubt that tends to take away your faith. and then do a technique to help you refocus back onto your faith. And the second part of this approach is to do a ritual such as you're doing right now with meditation to keep you consistently focused on faith. So keeping you consistently meditating so that this long-term effect takes place. So you can cultivate any emotion you want when you consistently focus on it for the long term. So this is your two-pronged approach to really tackling any quality you want to master, such as faith. And for the breathing technique today, this is how it goes. It's a simple technique, so you can easily remember it. And the technique is where, as you're breathing, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose, this keeps your breath nice and soft. When you inhale and exhale through your mouth, it's a little more energizing and activating. So you want to keep yourself nice and peaceful. So inhale and exhale through your nose. And do this for a few rounds. Keeping your eyes uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Your spine is straight. Noticing the rhythm and flow of your breath, not forcing your breath in any way, breathing naturally how you feel right this moment. And then, as you inhale, focus on love and gratitude. Feel it swirling through your entire system. Feel it settling at your heart. You may feel expansive in your heart. Feel this breath energizing your body cells with oxygen. And as you exhale, send out your love and your gratitude. Send it out to others and to your environment. So as you inhale, breathe in this peace, this love and gratitude. Feel it settling at your heart, nourishing your entire body. And as you exhale, send out your love and gratitude to those around you. Very nice. Now continue doing this technique for as many rounds as you feel comfortable doing so, breaking off at some point to go into your own inner stillness. This is true meditation. You may need to do the breathing technique when your mind begins to wander. You can return to your breathing technique and then go back into your inner stillness. You may need to do this a few times. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation using this breathing technique, and I release a brand new meditation, a full half-hour guided meditation every single day at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll find I have a meditation subscription site, and you can subscribe for 2 weeks completely free. And that grants you access to over 1,000 meditations. Now, the meditations I mentioned are half an hour in length, but you also have the option to break off at the 15-minute point or even sooner if that's all you have time for. And you also get a journal customized around the week's theme and a slowdown guide with all the techniques listed for you for each episode's meditation. And you get a private Facebook group of other meditators just like you. Again, that's at sipandom.com. So go now into this beautiful breathing technique to cultivate your own inner peace and to share it with others around you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.